4.1.16 View information about displayed objects. The Torx software enables you to obtain a list of all the objects displayed on the screen in the order in which they appear, regardless of whether Torx reads them out. You can access various kinds of information about each object on the screen and can add labels to unlabeled icons. These features are particularly helpful for experienced users who are working with third-party applications not yet fully supported by Torx. To obtain a list of the objects displayed on your phone's screen, press Torx Long Select in any application except the Torx and Zoom Settings dialog box. The Objects dialog box appears, displaying all the objects of the types that Torx recognizes in the order in which they appear on the screen, from top to bottom and left to right. Note, the Objects dialog box cannot display objects on web pages. The Objects dialog box can display any of the following objects, accompanied by the text that the screen displays for the object. Status displays information about the current application, such as the application's icon, typically shown at the upper end of the screen, and the input mode for text fields. Title displays the title of the window or dialog box. Tab displays the name of the selected tab of a dialog box. Edit displays text that you have entered in a text field. Control displays the name of a control, an element that enables you to select data, such as a list. Note that even if the phone's screen displays all the items in a group, such as a list, the Objects dialog box displays only the selected item. Label displays a static text or graphic, such as the name of an entry field. Browser displays the name of the main window of a web browser. Group displays a group of elements that are combined into a single text by Torx, such as the individual lines of text in a pop-up message. The text associated with the group is not shown, but you can find it in the label entries that follow the group entry, as long as those label entries are not associated with key 1 or key 2. You can set the Objects dialog box to display objects whose type cannot be identified. Select key 1, Show, and then select Yes to show unidentified objects, or No to hide them. Note, on rare occasions, selecting Yes to show unidentified objects can cause the application to stop responding. To obtain more information about an object listed in the Objects dialog box, scroll to that object and press Select. The Object Details dialog box opens and displays the following information and more. Text that appears on the object, technical details about the object's type, coordinates representing the object's position on the screen in the POS field, displayed as X and Y coordinates of the object's upper left and lower right corner relative to the upper left of the display. For icons that are not labeled, the Object Details dialog box displays an 8-character hexadecimal code, the same code that Torx reads out if you have activated graphics mode. See section 4.2.12. Torx enables you to change this code to a meaningful label. See the next section. To exit the Objects dialog box, select Cancel.